I've always been aware of veterans. We have a few veterans on my dad's side of the family, and I've known a little bit about it. But after getting to know Kelly and her story and her family's story, I feel like I kind of almost know a veteran personally, and that's a really cool thing for me. And I feel like I can kind of, through Kelly, understand veterans' life, and I can really understand why she loves the military so much.
That was Emmy, a student we've been working with at a local school to record our first few episodes. I'm Damian McGee, host of the VA Palo Alto podcast, and this is episode 5. In this episode, we transition from students interviewing veterans to students interviewing employees who have ties to veterans. One of the questions that many employees are asked is, why do you work for VA, or why do you choose to work for VA? While every story is different and unique, all of them somehow tie back to a veteran. In this interview, Emmy will talk to an employee who has a very close connection to the veteran community, and that connection has led her back to VA to continue to serve veterans. I hope you enjoy, and please don't forget to leave us a comment in the comments section, subscribe to this podcast, and if you like what you hear, recommend our show to a friend.
Hi, my name is Emmy Apfel, and I'm an eighth grader at Castilea School. For the last few months, I was part of a project that asked employees how having a family member in the military inspired them to serve veterans by working at the VA. You're going to hear my interview with Kelly as she tells me about who in her family inspired her to serve veterans. I hope you enjoy.
It was hard for me. It was hard for me to be around people who, really had no idea about my life, and then especially my life, growing up overseas, being surrounded by this culture. I could start to kind of lose that connection, and a lot of times that could kind of leave me feeling lost, because I didn't really realize at the time in college how much the military felt like home to me. And so to not have that connection right there, I felt really homesick a lot. My name is Kelly Clark, and I work in the mental health service at the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System. And I work here mostly because of my dad, who is a Marine Corps veteran. My dad was in the Marine Corps for 26 years, actually. So I was born into the military family. I moved around a lot as a kid. Primarily, when I was young, I spent 5 years of my life in Japan. And then when I was 10, my dad retired from the Marine Corps. But then we actually moved back to Japan, and I continued to live on a Marine Corps base until I graduated from high school.
And growing up on a military base, what were your thoughts about life on the military, your thoughts about the military itself?
So for me, the Marines especially were ultimate heroes. So they were, the men and women who I looked up to. I thought, just seeing the uniform, I thought those were awesome people. And I always felt really just taken care of. I felt really safe where I grew up, and especially I grew up on a really small base, and so I was just around it all the time. But to me, the military, and especially the Marine Corps, just became home for me.
And when you went to college, was it hard for you to go away from the Marine lifestyle?
Definitely. Yeah, so, as I was saying, I basically grew up on a Marine Corps base until I was 18, and then I ended up moving from Japan to come over here to go to Santa Clara University. That's where I went to school. And it's funny because the change from Japan to America wasn't that difficult for me, but it was actually, what you're asking about, going from living on a base, around a base, to be nowhere near one. That's what was really the difficult transition for me. And I would catch myself a lot, instead of saying like on or off campus, I would call it on or off base. And, there are a lot of people who had no idea where I was coming from, um, or yeah, just didn't understand the lifestyle that, that I had grown up with. And I remember very specifically to you, I kind of realized how different I was and how different things would be. My freshman year, I, you know, felt pretty close to my friends in the dorms and across the hall, even though we'd only been hanging out for a couple of weeks. I remember, like, you know, making a joke with one of my friends, and he said, "Well, hey, we're not that close." And that, I just remember hitting me, and I kind of realized, like, wow, as a military kid, you really build relationships differently. Like, you just have to get close to people fast. And that was one of the times that hit me again, that, you know, the life I grew up with was just completely different from other people's.
What is it, do you think, about the military that makes you feel inclined to build your relationships so fast? Is it something in particular, or is it you personally?
That's a good question. A lot of it is, again, even though my dad retired when I was 10, I was still living on base. And so everyone moves every 2 to 3 years. So, yeah, my best friends would be gone in 2 years, and you have to start over again. And so you didn't have a choice to take a long time to become friends, or you would never become friends. So, it's just something, and something now I really appreciate, but it can be really difficult, especially when I came here. And yeah, there are people who have been best friends their whole entire life. So it's just, yeah, it's just a different lifestyle.
Was your love for the military part of the reason why you came to work at the VA?
Absolutely. So I applied to work for the VA after I graduated from college. And I was so excited because I didn't even know that they had programs available, because actually the work that I do, I'm a Pathways intern, and that's a program for students to work at the VA because I'm in graduate school now. So I had the opportunity to apply for this incredible program. And I remember learning about the job, and I couldn't believe it. And I feel like I'll never forget the day that I drove onto the campus, the hospital campus, and I felt right at home. It looked just like the hospital from my hometown. You know, I felt like I understood the language already. There were certain things that they didn't have to explain to me because I was back around people who got it, who understood. And so definitely, I was very inspired by my dad, and also, you know, both my grandpas were veterans, so my uncle's a veteran. So yeah, kind of what we've been talking about, it's definitely just a deep part of my heart. And so to be able to work at the VA and work with veterans, that felt like a dream to me.
It sounds like you really care about your patients, which is great to hear. What are some of the most memorable experiences with the patients? Have you had any good memories, any bad?
So, there's one veteran who I'll never forget. He would come into dermatology a lot, and he became another buddy. And once I told him that I was going from dermatology to mental health, he brought me this lollipop with a picture of a clown on it one day, which I thought was interesting. But then once he told me the story, it was basically that after he got out of the military, he went to volunteer for Children's Hospital and dress up as a clown to entertain them. And he was so great with the kids that a candy company made these lollipops with his picture on them. Unfortunately, they went out of business, and he only had a few of those left, and he gave one to me. And so it went from being this, you know, kind of weird gift to really special and personal, and something that I plan to keep.
Leapfrogging off of that really quickly, do you ever think that people misinterpret veterans? They let one maybe negative experience, or maybe the veteran is having a bad day or something happened. Do you ever think that people let that influence their views of all veterans?
Definitely. I think it's really important that you bring this up, Emmy, because it is something, especially, again, we do live in an area where we aren't surrounded by a military presence necessarily, but we are surrounded by veterans. There are tons of veterans in the Bay Area. And without really knowing more of their story and more of where they come from, I think it's really easy to, just see homeless veterans or see them going through a hard time and not really have that understanding. And so that is something that is a goal of mine. And even when I went to college and now that I'm in graduate school studying counseling psychology, one of my big goals is to advocate for veterans and for the military and their families, to help them understand mental health and help others be able to relate to them as well.
Where do you see yourself with the military or with the VA in your future?
So I hope that I always have some sort of connection to the military family, no matter what I'm doing. My goal currently is to eventually be a therapist for veterans, military personnel, and their family members. But again, with realizing that, this just is a part of who I am, is a part of my heart. And I hope I never feel disconnected.